Sudbury's Laurentian University said a new COVID-19 vaccination policy takes effect on Tuesday, September 7, the day immediately following the Labor Day long weekend. The new policy is a slight change from the previous policy announced in mid-August, which said that all staff, students, faculty, and visitors on campus would be required to have vaccinations. The change is that the mandate now requires everyone to have an official vaccine passport for all in-person activities on campus. This follows the recent vaccine passport declaration by Ontario Premier Doug Ford made on September 1. Individuals who are not fully vaccinated by September 7, 2021 will have until October 15, 2021 to obtain their second dose, said a statement from LU. In additional to that, those individuals who are waiting for their full vaccination will be required to have a negative COVID-19 test within the previous 72-hour period in order to enter campus. The university has also mandated that those persons who are not able to be vaccinated for medical or other protected grounds under the Ontario Human Rights Code will be required to complete and submit an exemption form. In addition, those individuals will be required to also provide on an ongoing basis proof of a negative COVID-19 test within the previous 72 hours prior to entering campus. This means those who cannot prove vaccinations will require an up-to-date negative COVID test for each and every time they enter campus. The university said additional details of how this policy will apply for students in residence and varsity athletes will be communicated directly to those community members. It may be difficult for individuals to claim an exemption for medical reasons or personal beliefs. Ontario's College of Physicians and Surgeons has stated there are two rare instances where a medical exemption is granted. One is for documented allergic reaction to anaphylactic reaction to a previous dose of a COVID-19 vaccine or to any of its components that cannot be mitigated, or a diagnosed episode of myocarditis, pericarditis after receipt of an mRNA vaccine. As for a human rights position, the Ontario Human Rights Commission has taken the position that a singular belief or personal preference against vaccinations or masks does not appear to be protected on the ground of creed under the code. Further to that, the OHRC is not aware of any tribunal or court decision that found a singular belief against vaccinations or masks amounted to a creed within the meaning of the code. In the meantime, students, staff and faculty at the university can get assistance at LU in applying for vaccination receipts from the Ministry of Health, or in actually get their COVID-19 vaccine. Public Health Sudbury and Districts was on campus with a mobile vaccine clinic on Saturday and additional clinics are scheduled, September 7, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., West Residence W132 and on October 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Parker Entrance. Members of the Laurentian community that require a COVID-19 test are able to make an appointment with the Health and Wellness Clinic by sending an email to vaccineclinic@laurentian.ca.